This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Portland, if you've ever wondered where to get your Blazers, Ducks, and Bees, it's right here on the airwaves of 1080. 1080 The Fan with Danny and Dusty. It's Danny and Dusty and Rust from noon till 3.
Hour number 2, Danny and Dusty with you on this Friday afternoon. Thanks for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. All right, we went way over on the last one because Danny yelled at Rust. Rust was crying in the corner. I was crying because I was just sad. Just
over there in the fetal position, sucking my thumb.
Well, we were talking about Chauncey Billups, his future, and kind of what has happened with the Blazers. And, you know, now there could be a return of Chauncey Billups. Danny, you said it. It's still unlikely, the idea that Chauncey Billups, who entered this year as a lame duck coach without a contract extension, would return as the Blazers head coach. But with the way that they have played, players have developed, and
it has
the buy-in that he has got from the players, organizationally, you take a look at it and you say, all right, is it the best in our best interest to part ways with a guy who is starting to get the talent squeezed out of the players that we've given him?
You have to explore that option at minimum. You have to do the work case for it. The flip side of this is I see some people like, I want a good young coach that's proven. I'm like, that doesn't exist. Proven and young don't exist. Mm-hmm. You're either tested or you're young and promising. Yeah. There's no proven young coach. That's not a thing that happens in sports in general, but basketball specifically. Like there's names out there like David Adelman, who's an assistant coach and obviously the son of a former Blazers head coach, Rick Adelman.
And former Lincoln High School head coach.
There you go. Royale Ivy, who works on the Rocket staff and coaches Sudan. Mm-hmm. Tomas, God, I can remember his name, is the assistant that's helped develop the offense for the Memphis Grizzlies. None of them are proven.
No.
The whole idea of like, I want somebody to come in and be proven and young and interesting and like, no, you either get proven and old, meaning they've been on a bench and they have the head coaching experience, or you take a chance on a young assistant, the Mark Dagnalls of the world, and you hope it works out. More often than not, those guys usually need to go to a few stops before they figure it out.
There is not a coach that is successful with the roster that Chauncey Billups was handed his first couple
of years. Could have handed that to Spoelstra, and they would have probably won maybe 5 more games. Like, it's just, it's not feasible.
And that's an issue. And for a guy like Chauncey Billups in a lame duck year, he's coaching his ass off because he's coaching for the next job, right? And that may be what kind of, you look at the big difference between the first couple of years and this year, there was the security of develop, we're not trying to win. Literally, we are not going to try to win. and everybody will be shut down. And then it's this year. He's like, dude, screw this. We're just going to try to win as many games as we possibly can. Because that's in my best interest. That's in the player's best interest. I don't care what the organization wants to do, because organizations tank, players, coaches don't.
Do not.
Right. But so is that also what you want your head coach to say, is I don't care what's in the organization's best interest?
If you're in your lame duck year and, you know, the idea is we don't want you back, so we're not going to give you an extension, probably. So, you know, and so, like, and organizationally,
that's not entirely on him. That's on the organization,
no,
too.
No, yeah, that's right. That's right. We got text, bring back Stotts. Yeah, bring back the Tear Bear. Huh? Let's go.
You can get some offense out of these guys. Get that offense humming again.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the defense may regress a little bit.
Well, look, and hey, if I remember correctly, that is a touch of a misnomer, that at least in his first handful of years here, he was at least top half in defense as a head coach, which, you know.
Look, if Tumani Kamara is on his team, his defense will be better.
Yeah.
That was a big Super problem useful. Is that
if you got Donovan Klingon in the middle, you know, yeah, blocking the rim, his
when
defense
you,
would
when
be
you
better.
Said the first few years, that would be like when he had Wes Matthews and Nick Batum. Yeah.
Yep.
And then it was like, hey, you know what the Blazers need? They need a Wes Matthews or a Nick Batum, and then they get, you know, Tumani Kamara. So there we are. All right. Are we okay? Have you guys kissed and made up?
I'm good.
All right.
I'm good. We'll hug it out.
All right. I'm worried about.
No, we're good.
No, it is all good.
It's just like Ted Lasso. You got to have the memory of a goldfish, right?
Season 4, Ted Lasso coming back.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, he broke it on the New Heights podcast. Ted Lasso Season 4 is being written right now.
Indeed.
He is going to coach a women's soccer team.
Oh.
Do-do-do-do.
I feel like season 4 should have been him going back to football.
Yeah.
You know?
I can see that.
Going back to football.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is a soccer show, so I get it.
Well, I mean, if we're being honest, it's a Jason Sudeikis show. But
yeah. That show's awesome. I like it.
It is.
All right. Well, Steph Curry hit his 4,000 three last night. That's a record, Bob.
Yeah.
Nobody has ever done that before.
That's up there with...
That's 12,000 points off three-pointers alone.
When he hit 3,000, nobody had ever done that before.
This is Gretzky-esque.
Okay. Well,
it's never going to be touched.
Let's talk about that, because it's not just that stat is untouchable. What he has done for the game... Mm-hmm. Is he responsible for changing the game more than any player since blank? Oh. I want to find out who you think. I've got somebody in mind. Rust, you probably do. Text us 503-864-6326. Leave your comments in the YouTube section. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steph Curry hit his 4,000th three-pointer last night. And that's an incredible mark when you think of the fact that that is 12,000 points alone off of three-pointers. Do you know how many points his dad, Dell, scored in the NBA?
11,000?
Dell Curry, who he played 16 years in the NBA, scored 12,670 points in his career. Mm-hmm. On three-pointers alone, his son is almost past him.
Well, the thing is, and Del Curry was a sharpshooter too.
Yeah.
In an era, like, if Dell had played in an era where threes were getting up more frequently, he would have been more prolific.
Yeah.
But that's the unfortunate part of this, is that he wasn't. He was also, you know, he was a career, what, 12-point a game guy?
Yeah. And so that, to me, is why when you look at Steph Curry and what he has done in the game of basketball, Steph Curry has done more to change the game of basketball. Not the marketing part of it, the actual game and how it's played. He has changed it more than anybody since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, where they had the Luau Cinder rule, where they outlawed dunking in college in 1967 because he was dunking too much. I mean, everybody started stepping back, and there were great shooters in the NBA, whether it is Del Curry, Larry Bird, Mark Price, right? Terry Porter, for goodness sakes, these guys in sharp shooters and guys that he even played against, people like Ray Allen, right?
Yep.
But nobody changed the way that people just started stepping back further and further. And it was like, no, this is actually a part of the game.
And that's now. Well, there's a couple things here. One, just comparing Dell to Steph and their 3-point attempt rate, basically the percentage of shots that they get up.
Mm-hmm.
Steph literally doubles him. Well, not literally. It's 53% to 27%. So 53% of Steph's shots in his career are threes. More than half his shots are threes. 3-point attempt rate. Okay, that number one, it shows the how different he is. I agree. Steph has changed the game of basketball more than anyone because he can do something that anybody can do. Shoot.
Yep. And there have been prolific ones.
Yeah,
like Reggie Miller.
And it was the analytics kind of renaissance and the push for pace and space and five out and three being worth more than two, da, 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 all the things that kind of go with that. But the reason why it was this perfect culmination of circumstances is this idea of Steph is not only just getting them up, he's the best shooter in the history of the game. That's why it changed. Because there's been plenty of guys like, you know, the Shaqification of the NBA, you know, reinforcing baskets and the hack of Shaq. Like, to me, Shaq is the next guy who changed the game. There's literally rules that are named after him in that sense because his physical dominance. But that's the separator, is that Steph does something that other people can convince themselves they can do.
Yeah, that's why I went with Kareem, is because there were plenty of guys who could dunk, but dunking was seen as flashy, and Kareem was like, no, it's efficient.
Yeah.
Like, and he went to not just dunking, but the sky hook as well of like, I'm already bigger than you. There's no way you're going to block this shot. Yeah.
But the thing is Steph, because what's funny is he looks on NBA court. Steph is huge. Steph's 6'4" and he's jacked. Like he's he wasn't when he came into the league, a little tiny Davidson stuff, but Steph's a big dude. But because he looks quote unquote normal on a basketball court, people think they can do this. They look at LeBron James and like, nobody can do that. They look at Shaq. Nobody can do that. They look at Wemby. Nobody can do that. Zion. Nobody can do that.
Yep.
Steph looks normal and attainable. And like, you can't go into a gym in this country right now and not find some kid wearing Steph Curry's doing some sort of snapback or step back three in a pickup game. And that's Steph Curry. That's what that is. And it's
go watch youth basketball.
It is disgusting. Like, I have to, like, when I go out there and get some runs in, I have to like tell some guys like, hey, no, stop taking, like, stop sprinting to the 3-point line and taking a three every freaking possession. It's like,
Just imagine Danny and the pickup runs just like, no. No, they're like, what?
I'll grab a rebound every now and then, and they're like, hey! I'm like, no, man, we're actually going to get it like a decent look here. Because here's the thing. Most of you aren't Steph Curry, and there's a lot of bricks that go up in those games. And it's like,
well, I believe I am Steph Curry.
Yeah, that's the problem is that people think that they are. And it's like, okay, let's chill out for a little bit.
And here's the thing that has helped Steph immensely during this journey that he has been on is that it obviously helps the analytics, 3 points being worth 50% more than 2-point attempts, right?
Yes.
Like, it was like that coincided with him. But also having a coach that is the all-time leader in 3-point percentage in NBA history and Steve Kerr, nurturing that and saying, no, green light, go. Because Steph is not even like the best 3-point shooter percentage wise in his own family.
No,
Seth is.
Yeah,
Seth is better over his career. There's a bit of
the difference in the numbers. The
volume
attempts. Well, yes, the volume. Thank you.
It's volume, and it's your system, the guys you are around, and the coach that you have as well. And everything fell into line, but it really has. It has changed from youth basketball to the NBA. The way that teams and players approach the game. It's been crazy to think about because, like, he is not physically what LeBron James or Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan were. Those guys were, like, even though Steph is not small to a normal person, in a league full of mutants, LeBron, Kobe, and Jordan, they were mutants.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's like, Steph doesn't get thrown into that top five player of all time. Well, I mean, I know Shaq is, but his impact on the game, it 100% is top five of all time.
Oh, no, I think there are a fair amount of people that would put Steph top five all time. Steve Kerr was actually asked that question the other day in a post-game press conference. He's like, I'm not going to get into that, but he's the greatest point guard of all time.
Mm. Okay, well, point guard.
Well, I mean, but also when you talk about point guards, you're talking about Magic Johnson. And Magic Johnson is very often in the top five, top 10.
Yes.
Yeah. And if top 10.
If Magic's the top point guard.
Okay. Start going top five.
The top five for me, you can have it in any way.
Present them.
Of Jordan Braun. I'm not going to argue with you. I think you
I'm
can make
a do that either.
Case for either one of them.
You're a big Kobe guy, Carmelo.
Definitely not. Neither anywhere close to my top 10.
I'm just trying to trigger you.
There's that bear. Just poke it.
No.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq, Duncan.
Yep.
Bird, Magic. Russell, Wilt.
Since we still haven't gotten to Wilt or Kareem.
Kareem. I usually group them in like anywhere like 5, 6, 7 or 7, 6,
so
8.
So we're getting close to 10 here before we mention Steph.
And then I was going to say Steph.
Yeah, in that all of those guys, physically different.
Yeah, all of them.
Different.
And yeah.
Steph, not. You know, and that's the thing that makes him so impactful. Incredible.
You can see yourself doing that. But also, if you ever have the opportunity, if you're a Blazers fan or if you're somewhere else in the country and you have a chance to go watch Steph Curry play basketball, go watch him warm up.
Dude, it is an hour of just
the most
shot
insane
after shot.
Things and you've ever seen.
This is what I tell every kid that is just chucking up threes, is watch Steph warm up. He starts underneath the rim. Mm-hmm.
And works his way out.
And he works his way all the way
methodically.
Back. It is not, I mean, I cringe to think of how many, I think it's his warm-up routine is like over 100 shots.
Oh, J.J. Redick's, what's it? It's 242? I think it's the number of, is his production company or whatever it is. It's the number of shots that he takes pregame. he went through the same routine. It's something like 200-something shots.
That's crazy, man.
It's absolutely, but again, when those type of guys.
I'm no mathematician, but I believe 242 would be 242.
Yeah, that's I can't remember the exact number. It's 242 or 216.
Look at Rust on Pi Day. Yeah. Putting out the math, bud.
That's what he does. And don't get me wrong, he has some fun. When he closes out his workouts, he'll shoot from the tunnel or sitting down from the bench, and he'll make them.
Because he's well warmed up.
Yeah. No, he does stuff every pregame that you just laugh.
Text at 503-864-6326. Who's the next closest in made three-pointers? I will give you your top five. Mind you, Steph Curry has 4,000.
There might be a surprise in that top five, too.
Number five is Klay Thompson at 2,667. Number four is Damian Lamont Ollie Lillard, Sr. Not junior. He's not there yet. 2,794. Mm-hmm. Ray Allen is number three at 2,973. So Dame is like 200 off of him. Mm-hmm. Number two, James Harden, the only other to cross over the 3,000 threshold, 3,127. So Steph is a long ways away.
He's grinding this thing.
873 more.
And he's probably got two, maybe three more years left in him.
Yeah. If you're looking at young guys on this list, Buddy Hield is 16th.
Mm-hmm. Buddy's going to go down as one of the best three-point shooters in the history of the game.
He's
actually kind of crazy.
2,093. Mm-hmm. He's at 16th.
And I believe he's either 10 or 11th in percentage. I believe he's a career 40% three-point shooter.
Would you be surprised to hear that this season, did they shut him down?
Who?
CJ?
Oh, CJ's up there, man.
No, did they shut him
down?
No,
he's still playing.
Okay. This season, he will be in the top 20 by the end of the year. Yeah. He has got 1,975. He is 21st. He is three away from Joe Johnson.
And he was never a guy.
It just shows you how much this game has changed.
Yeah. Well, not only that, CJ has never been a guy that got the volume of threes. That was one of the things of like, hey, take that step back, dude.
He will also likely pass Dirk Nowitzki and Jason Kidd this year, too.
The insane thing, the insane one on there is Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
Because he started out, he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
Yeah.
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 Vince Carter's 10th.
Vince changing his career.
Top 10 in threes and dunks.
It's one of the biggest, like, late career pivots in the history of the league.
Yeah.
It's insane that he was able to do that.
I'm looking down this list. There is nobody that's going to be marching up there anytime soon. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. Steph Curry, really good shooter. Not even the best shooter in his family, though.
Breaking news.
On percentage.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, really good.
We've made some bold claims today.
I like it. Chauncey Billups not the best coach in the NBA, Steph Curry.
Steph Curry, really good shooter.
Really good shooter.
Yeah. Yeah.
More coming up next.
Doing the Lord's work here.
But up next is our worst day on the web, and we have two stories. We'll decide in the break which way we go, but ladies and gentlemen, we're taking a trip to Florida, and we're going to Florida the hell out of this thing. First, here's the Big Kahuna Sports Center update.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Today's worst day on the web is the state of Florida. After staying away from Florida for quite some time, boy, are they beating the allegations. They're coming back strong. Two stories today out of Florida. The first one, a woman decided to vandalize her ex's car after cheating. She got the wrong car.
Right. That is on brand. That is very much so on brand.
Oops. And for Dusty, he'll be able to see this. She spray painted the living bejesus out of it. I mean,
dude, that's something out of like
from front to back.
That's something out of an Allstate Mayhem commercial. Like, it's like mayhem
with bright yellow.
I could see the mayhem guy out there spray painting the car. I hate you, cheater. And then it's just some guy walks out. I was like, what happened in my car, man? Like, what is going on here? And maybe he walks out with his wife to their vehicle, and the wife's like, cheater, do you have something you want to talk to me about? And he's like, I didn't do anything. I have no idea who this woman is.
Also, how do you not know what your ex-boyfriend's car is or isn't?
I think crazy takes over, you know? Like, when you have that level of crazy, you know, you just see red. There's nothing else to it.
Have you ever known anybody that's gone through something like that?
What?
Having somebody like maliciously, like, oh my, like some sort of relationship revenge kind of thing like that?
I mean,
a jilted ex that did something crazy out of pocket.
Yes. I mean, I had an ex that called me a year after I had broken up with her, and also a year after I had seen her and told me that she was pregnant. And I said, congratulations. And she said, it's yours. I go, that's not possible.
Hold on, wait. Maury is saying you're not the father.
It's like, it's not even possible. I mean, unless you are like an elephant.
Period of an elephant.
So that, I mean, that was a conversation. And that's just like a situation where you go, yeah, glad I got out of that one. But, I mean, I've known guys that have gotten their cars keyed. Stab you with the tires.
Oh.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's nasty.
It is. It's not good. It's not good.
It's nasty work, man. Yeah. I mean, I've never had anything like that happen.
No.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
I had the very natural military thing.
What's that?
When she cheated on me when I was overseas. But
that's not like the jilted lover thing.
It's own bag of crazy.
I think those are just the same type of people that are going to cheat anyways.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably saved me a lot of money.
Oh, okay. there you go.
So there's that out there.
I wonder what this guy did. I want to know who the guy is that got. Who just walked out to his car, though. The guy who cheated and got away with his car is just fine. I mean, he's probably just laughing
at
this.
He walks out
and
he's like, whoa.
What did that guy do?
Yikes.
That was close.
And then...
Wow, dude, your girlfriend's crazier than mine.
The innocent dude is sitting there like, I don't even know where to start here.
Imagine if you're just the innocent bystander here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're, like, let's say you're in a... monogamous, very well-going relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Does that woman now think, oh, he had a side piece? And she found out about me? Or like, how many cans of worms does that open?
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. Is like, if he's married and his wife walks out and is like, what are you, cheater, what are you talking about? What is this about? I mean, this guy's got a lot to deal with right now.
Hey, dude, I need you to come over here and be like, no, this is my crazy.
Yeah.
Sorry, it spilled out over onto you.
Okay. Hey, I'm just throwing this out here.
Mm-hmm.
What if the dude is married?
Mm.
Okay. And his wife's like, "What cheater, what is this?" And he's like, I don't even know. I'm just going to stay with the lie. And he's like, we got to call the cops on this.
Mm.
I don't know who this could be. And he knows very well who it could have been.
Mm.
He knows exactly who it was. He's like, I don't even know this woman.
Get bailed out.
I don't even know who she is.
Perfect.
And she's like, you know me. And he's like, this woman is certifiably crazy.
Yeah, stalker.
You know, that's what you do.
A restraining order.
That's what you do right there.
Well, we're going to go a step further with the crazy. Some Florida men were up in Tennessee at a gas station and robbed CBD oil with the use of snakes. They went into the gas station, what looks like a kind of a Bucky's kind of situation.
Yeah, I'm out on these guys.
They brought multiple pythons in and sat them on the counter and scared the crap out of people. And the employees there said they think they wanted to steal more, but there's too many people around. But they just kept bringing pythons in and putting them on the counter.
I tell you what, it sounds like those dudes really needed that CBD oil to chill the hell out.
This is why snake people. Nope.
Yeah,
snake people scare me, man.
What do you think the Venn diagram looks like of snake owners versus trench coat owners?
I know somebody who had like a ton of reptiles and snakes and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like
very Tom Green-esque?
No, they were really cool.
Oh.
They were really cool. But outside of them, none. Like anybody else that's owned a snake, I'm like, you got a streak of you that will spray paint the wrong car.
I know some snake people that are pretty chill, but I know a couple people that they've gone through the process to get like venomous snakes. And I'm like, why on earth do you want something in your house that wants to kill you?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Like
I'm out.
Yeah.
Like there's a guy on TikTok that does a reptile like houser kind of like and seller reseller or whatever.
Yeah,
he's like, here are my most venomous snakes. He's like, he's got like a boom slang, and I'm like,
go throw them in the ocean.
I'm like, isn't a boom slang the most venomous snake on the planet? Isn't there no there's it's that or one of like some other
boom slang sounds like one of your heavy metal bands.
You're not wrong. Actually, I think they are.
That's like that had to have been his cover band's name.
No. No, we can say that on the radio.
Slang boom.
Slang boom, yeah. But like there's one of like the top two or three venomous snakes on the planet. There's no anti-venom for.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you selling this?
Mm-hmm.
Straight cash, homie.
I guess.
I don't understand it.
You know what I mean? Like
snakes are scary. And like, here's the thing about a snake. You can't play with it.
I mean, a lot of people do, in a sense.
You could take it for a walk, you know, like just have it there in your little, you know, enclosure, terrarium, but, and then they just sit there. I don't know. They don't have like a personality.
Well, it's the same thing with fish too. They're just there.
Yeah. But
have you seen the mantis shrimp?
No.
It's got like its claw like folds up like a mantis does, but it is so fast and impactful, it is the like same force as a .22 rifle. And I'm like,
I'm out.
Why do you have an animal that can do that?
You never know when you're going to have to.
And they basically
let it happen. They let it out.
They have like shrimp fights.
Yeah.
And they just toss things in there and watch it kill it with its gun arm.
I love this text. Had a crazy ex threaten to tell my then current girlfriend that we were still seeing each other. Yeah, that's crazy. Like that's some evil
God.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Hard pass. Okay, you have two doors and you have to choose. There is no door three.
Uh-huh.
Snake person or spider person?
Door three.
Nope, not an option.
I guess I'm going to go snake person.
I'm the same vein.
Mm-hmm.
Same vein.
Yeah. There's a dude in the dorms who had a scorpion, and he wasn't obviously supposed to have that scorpion.
No.
That scorpion got out. And he lost it.
Oh no!
That scorpion was not found.
We used to have scorpion fights overseas. We'd find. I mean, they'd be in your boots.
That tracks.
You had to check your boots regularly.
Mm-hmm.
I might have told the story before. I had a guy that really pissed me off, so I put a dead camel spider on his chest when he was asleep. Camel spiders are the size of a dinner plate. He woke up. He was terrified.
Wow, we progressed a long way from the icy hot and the jock strap, didn't we?
Well, it was dead. But he was deathly afraid of spiders. He may or may not have put scorpions in my boots.
I'm wondering. I'm just throwing this out here. You didn't have any crazy ex stories.
It's because they're gone.
I'm not wondering if that's because they have the crazy ex stories. Like, you just told a story, a guy you didn't like who is deathly afraid of spiders. So you did probably the worst thing you could do because he upset you.
I say I'm not proud of it.
But you are.
But I have the innate ability, whatever the thing is that I know
just spitball
will
in here.
Terrify you, yeah. Frustrate you, irritate yeah. you. If you cross a certain line with me, I don't work my way up to it. I hit the red button.
Yeah, I know that about you. Yeah.
Fatal flaw or a gift, whatever curse, whatever you want to say it is. I will know what that one thing is, and if you cross a certain line with me, I will just go to it.
This one hits pretty close to home on the old fan text line. Don't need a snake to have active murder in my house. I have a daughter about to hit puberty. And as the father of a 13-year-old and still married, yes, just wait till they sync up.
Yeah. Oh. Dang. All right.
That's tough. Come up next. Cincinnati Bengals. Maybe not cheap. Danny Dustin, 1080 The Fan. Adam Schefter is reporting the Cincinnati Bengals are nearing a deal not only for Ja'Marr Chase, but for T. Higgins as well.
Say what?
The deal for Ja'Marr Chase, Adam Schefter is reporting, is going to break the record. So the
record-breaking offseason.
The twice-broken record. Mm-hmm. First it was Max Crosby, four days later Myles Garrett, and now it appears Ja'Marr Chase will sign at least a 40.1 million-dollar deal to make him the highest-paid annual average salary player, non-quarterback, in the entire NBA. NFL.
Yeah. Look, good for Ja'Marr Chase. Good for Joe Burrow. But back in 2024, he became extension eligible. Do you know who the highest average-paid player was in the NFL of a non-quarterback? Just last year, average annual salary. Remember, mind you, it's $40 million now.
And Crosby broke it at 35. So, was it Jefferson?
It was Nick Bosa.
It was Nick? Okay.
When Ja'Marr Chase became extension eligible, Nick Bosa was the highest average annual salary in the NFL.
33?
At $34 million per year. Because the Cincinnati Bengals were cheap then,
they are now having to
pay $6 million more per year for Ja'Marr Chase. That is exactly all of the criticism of Cincinnati. This is why. You're paying $6.1 million more per year for a guy that if you just got it out of the way back then, you could have made it work. And you wouldn't be in the T. Higgins situation, too. They very well may be paying $70 million a year for their two wide receivers.
Yeah, here's the flip side of this.
Yikes.
You could have saved probably $10 million had you done these deals a year ago.
Yeah.
Had you just not been cheap a year ago.
That's bonkers, dude.
Which means if you restructure Burrow's deal, you have more money to work with.
Yeah.
And maybe you can keep Trey Hendrickson.
And that still is going to happen.
Well, I know, but you would have had more room to work with.
It's one of the craziest things that we're seeing right now is the Cincinnati Bengals and their stupidity to put money into their product that is actually good after several years of being so bad.
Look, I get it. You not wanting to do it with a player who does it once or twice.
Yeah.
I get that. You can make an actual argument that Ja'Marr Chase is the best wide receiver in the NFL. If you want to say Justin Jefferson, fine. I'm a Ja'Marr Chase guy.
Yeah. They played on the same college team.
Who was their quarterback?
Joe Burrow.
Okay. The idea...
Even Ed Orgeron can win a national title with them.
This whole idea, though, of... There's been this pivot in the NFL where you used to wait and wait and wait and get whatever you could out of it. That's not the case anymore.
That's wrong.
You need to get it done early. If you've got a guy that is a no-doubt top three, top four guy at their position, you need to get it done early.
Because you're going to pay him more later.
Because the cap's supposed to go up another massive jump again next year, right?
I don't think it's supposed to be
as much.
Not nearly as much.
But isn't it projected to be somewhere around like 10-11% again?
Yeah. And then when they add an 18th game, it's going up even more.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and it does
Which makes those contracts more valuable if you sign them before that.
It sounds like it is going to be that 18th game.
It's going to happen.
So, the cap is going to skyrocket. And that's why some teams say it doesn't matter when you do it. Eventually, it will be a deal. And you're just going to have to go through the hard part at some point, you know, because if you pay Ja'Marr Chase $6 million more on an average annual salary and you do it last year as opposed to this year, cap isn't nearly as big. But at the same time, you could just, year one is a signing bonus year. You could rework it and it really wouldn't hit you until the next year anyways. So,
and you smooth it out because you know it's going up because it's the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as the cap goes up, and if you do restructure somebody's deal, you have more space to work it into.
Yep.
Now, the flip side of this is we also know the when you have the guaranteed money stuff, it's escrow.
That's right,
and that's part of the problem here is that
throw it into account
that they are the brokest of broke boys in the NFL. The Bengals are quite literally at the bottom. They do not have a billionaire owner, so you and everybody sees like, oh, what's somebody's net worth? It's like, no, buddy, you got to have liquid straight cash, homie.
That includes the value of the team.
Yeah, straight cash, homie.
Oh, man. All right. Well, way to go, Bengals. You bungled it again.
Yeah. And they're probably going to lose Hendricks out of it.
Never change.
God, so dumb. All right. Coming up in hour number three, want to revisit a couple different things. The Ducks fall to the Michigan State Spartans, but also, speaking of salaries, baseball calling for a salary cap? Danny Dust, Danny the Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.